I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. You never know where you might find a jazz club these days. For years, New York has had no shortage of jazz musicians, but finding enough places for them to play has been another story altogether. Lately, though, something seems to be changing. A small crop of clubs is opening all over town, from Midtown to the Lower East Side, from Jersey City to the Financial District. One Flight Up, a new venue located on Greenwich Street in the Financial District, was opened by veteran drummer Joe Strasser and his business partner Mark Quinn. Joe and Mark met hanging out in jazz clubs in Greenwich Village in the 90s and have dreamed of opening a club together for years. Joe told me the story.
I think we met, I don't know if it was Bradley's or Sweet Basil, one of those places. So it's a fun full circle that we now own a jazz club together. It is daunting in many ways, but I felt like we make a good team and that Mark knows business. I know nothing about it. I've been playing on the scene for about 35 years, and I obviously know a lot of musicians.
Listening to the two of them talk, it's almost impossible to get either man to talk about himself. Each prefers talking about the other.
Mark is one of the biggest fans of the music. I mean, like, there were regulars that kind of traveled, you know, Sweet Basil, the Vanguard, then Smoke, Bradley's. You've been on the scene for a long time and you know a lot of musicians really well.
What's going to make this place successful is the vibe that Joe brings to it, with the musicians particularly.
On a recent Friday night, those musicians included trumpeter John Snyder, who was kicking the tires of the new club with his quartet. He said he felt at home right away.
The sound here is really intimate and it feels really good to play in the room. The vibe from the people here is great, welcoming to whatever we were doing.
As to the possible challenge of competing with so many new clubs opening at once, the partners are not discouraged.
I think this is a great trend, the fact that there are a bunch of other places opening. I don't think of it as competition. I think the more places there are, the more there are places there are for musicians, and more people are likely to get into the scene and hang out there.
It speaks to a level of demand. People, I think, whether it's because things shut down when they did, but there's a yearning for actual experiences. And maybe there's a pendulum shift just with people being boxed in at home, just in general, on their devices.
But while the jazz club may be an antidote to so much screen time, ironically, Joe found the space for One Flight Up online.
We didn't set out to be in this neighborhood, but the space just seemed like it was kind of ideal and evocative of Bradley's. I'm actually a real estate agent as well. I found this place through no real estate acumen whatsoever. I looked on Facebook Marketplace and this bar was listed for sale. And the rent that was listed was low enough that I thought there has to be a catch. There has to be someone was just murdered there recently or something, you know.
It's hard not to think about Smalls and its sister club Mesro when talking about One Flight Up. Like Smalls and Mesro, One Flight Up is owned by a musician and inspired in part by the memory of the legendary and now defunct Bradley's. So perhaps it wasn't surprising that opening night featured the owner of Smalls and Mesro, pianist Spike Willner himself. A reminder that in New York jazz, a new club isn't necessarily a rival. Sometimes it's just another home. Yes, you never know where you'll find a jazz club these days. It might be above a deli in the Financial District, owned by two friends who met hanging around clubs 30 years ago, and filled with musicians who are still eager for another place to play. One Flight Up is currently open four nights a week with plans to expand. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.